I'm Are You Serious? And this is my show.
Natural disasters, and eventually the end of the world. Are you serious?
And he said, I believe in your quotations book, something to the effect that the future will be all about competing psychopathologies. Psychopathological systems.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, it sure is. I mean, you know, you pick
the
Christian, on one side, and
or the Islamic,
Islamic, and the other, and who knows what China is going to come up with.
Right. For me, the book really kicked in around page 100, and it's interesting that you were talking about Islamic terrorism, and Ballard is actually, he's actually relating to calls for reducing Arab immigration to England. And but from there it goes into this really interesting and strange territory. I'm going to actually read a quote from it if I can find it quickly. The kinds of liberal societies we live in have almost no defense against this psychopathology. We're not equipped to cope with it. The liberal human edifice that rules life in the West can't cope with the psychopathic tendencies of small disaffected minorities. It can't cope with the very notion of psychopathology in a way, because liberalism has consistently underestimated the latent psychopathology of all human beings. And then he goes on to say, I think the liberal imagination just cannot understand the substratum of psychopathic possibilities that exist below the surface of the everyday rational mind. And that to me, I mean, that's what I'll... All of his books are about that, aren't they?
Absolutely. They're about, well, what's the future about? It's all about unrealized potential. And so what potentially could happen? I mean, that's what he asks. And you have to remember that Ballard trained as a psychoanalyst, and he has a deep knowledge of Freud. And so, of course, he knows more than most of us are willing to face, the dark side that's in all of us.
The Veil, talking about the British author J.G. Ballard, and what I thought was interesting about that was this whole discussion about whether liberal society, and by liberal, he doesn't just mean Barbara Boxer or whatever. He means the
any kind of secular
liberal in the broad Lockean sense. Mm. Whether tolerant, open societies have any way of coping with pathological extremism, cults and groups that get together that don't agree with and don't want to live in an open liberal society. And he's saying that we really can't cope with this.
But forget on an organized level. I mean, you could make the same argument that it's not equipped to handle it on an individual scale.
Well, on an individual scale, you put people in prison or something .
But it doesn't solve the problem. I mean, anybody is free to go and kill anybody that they want to based on whatever criteria they feel, is satisfied by doing that. It is obvious that it gets more dangerous, but I mean, you can chop it down to that level, and at what point do you have a solution to that?
Well, I think classical liberalism assumes a certain amount of rationality. But I don't think anybody at any stage in human history has been foolish enough to assume total rationality. So you can sort of have a society and still have people who are acting bull moose loony. But Ballard seems to be specifically concerned with an eruption of Islamic fundamentalism has shown a willingness to make war on these kinds of societies. And it's interesting to me. I mean,
well, there's also the way that it's done with the Islamic extremists, yeah. right? The fact that they're willing to actually destroy their own lives. We have no tools for dealing with that sort of mentality.
And the discourse that you hear, I think, a lot, both on liberal sites and libertarian sites, and I've seen a piece posted on Boing Boing about this, is basically saying how much the threat is exaggerated. Your chances of getting...
Statistically.
Your chances of getting hurt or killed by a terrorist compared to, catching a disease or getting hit by an automobile is minute. But I don't think that quite copes with the potential here. And in the legal sense, it's interesting because we're all very much for maximum civil liberties here in America. And there's no mechanism for taking away those rights from one or two individuals or a few individuals without taking those rights away from everybody.
There's a mechanism. It's called race-based fascism. There's just not a reasonable.
Yeah, but race-based fascism
is based on race, not on.
Yeah, isn't based on a very specific small group of people who might actually be participating in these
like Muslims.
In these kinds of, yeah, but a very specific group of
Muslims. Yeah. But I guess I could get more specific than Muslims, but isn't Muslim specific enough?
Not in terms of what we were just discussing. No, I don't think so. We were talking about whether there's a mechanism for somehow singling out people who might be involved in this particular thing, which isn't all Muslims, it's some Muslims. In England, it's a lot more Muslims than it is in America. There's apparently a tendency now.
But when you talk about limiting immigration, that's you might as well cut that wide a swath because.
Well, that's really what he's talking about, and it's a scary thought and an interesting thought.
Well, the other thing too is this—the whole idea, the idea, there's this hidden, buried kind of instincts that people don't want to face up to. That we have this dark side. That we have. That maybe there's a universal need for this kind of violent outrage. Different societies deal with differently, and that even things like you see the Christian right, for instance, flocking to see Mel Gibson's. Torture movie, and the kind of glee that they seem to be having, oh wow, finally we're allowed to indulge this thing that's been repressed for so long. Because normally Christians act like they're such peaceful, people who are very
They don't get to see Tarantino films, but they can go see
well done graphic violence.
Jesus get tortured for an entire hour,
and it's like Saw the Christ.
And now that it's
version.
On video, they can do it from the comfort of their own home.
And I think it's the same thing with war in general. That's the reason why a lot of rightists are hawks, why they like the idea of war. There's a part of them that has been pushed down for so long, and then it's allowed to come out, and that's the part that likes the idea of human beings being violently killed.
Love's the only weapon. Shit!
Are you serious?